Weiter in Shas, we are in Menachos, Daf, Yud, picking up on Testament Beis, but about the page, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom. Next part, we said as follows, Kamatz Bismal, Mishnah Sun Davav, that if you did it with the left hand, if you did commit to the left hand, that's going to be Pasol. Me not a meal, we know it from, Amar of Zeir, Damakar, the Pasuk says, by Kamitza, it says, Vayakrev es amincha v'yamale kapo mimenu. He brought near the mincha, and he filled it with the palm, is with it. Kaf zayis, kaf zeh, en yodea mahu. This palm, I don't know, which one is it? What are we talking about here? The right hand, the right palm, or the left one? Kishu omer v'lokach hakoin milog hashemen v'yotzak al kaf hakoin esmolis. And the fact that it says, that the Pasuk says, by the Mitzorah, that the coin shall take from the log of oil and pour it on the coin's left palm, kam smolis. But the fact that it says that implies that here that it's talking about the left hand. Ha kol makom shen makaf. That means whenever it says it generally, in Eliyom, it's talking about the right one. I have only by little goofy. What do you mean? But the word left is needed to teach it itself, to teach what the coin, that the oil should be placed on the coin's left hand and not on his right hand. So we don't know about anything else. Smallest achrina ksiv. Now, there's another time it says the word left over there, which is coming to teach us that in the other time it says the word palm, it's talking about the right hand. So it's going to be ein miyot ela ach. Ve'ema ein miyot achamiyot ela the rabbis. They don't have an exception after an exception, except for to come to include. It's like two minuses make a positive. Right? It's according to this that the word left is repeated to teach that the coin's right palm is also fit to hold the oil. So the Gemara is smallest achrina ksiv. Another one, kan smallest. The Inachis Smolis, right? It says it, the third time it says it is teaches that here the word palm refers to the left, the Inachis Smolis, but no other thing is referencing to the left. Right, hold on. It says Gemara, Ve'ima Adarab, I say the opposite, Makan Smolis. So it's like over here it says the left, Afba Al Menami Smolis. That means in other areas, also generally speaking, it's going to be the left. And for the Gemara, four lefts are written here. Trei be'ani or trei be'asher. Two are written about the poor mitzvah and two are written about the wealthy mitzvah. And so it comes out as that the word palm means left only in connection with the mitzvah, but in other areas, including kamitza, it means the right. Okay. Hamerle Rav Yirmiya le Rav Zeira. Al boing yadah yamanis, al boing regular yamanis, dichsev lamali. So why do I need this to tell us on the thumb of the mitzvah is a right hand and big toe and there's a right foot, right? It said twice, but you don't need them because the Torah says that the oil should be put on the blood. The Torah said that the blood is put on the mitzvah's right thumb and big toe. So why is the Torah have to repeat it twice more, two more times? Beep, turn the page. Yunam al Aleph. The ha kosav al dam ha'osham. Chad lachshut stadim. One is needed to teach to the sides of the thumb and the toe is roi for the oil. V'chad lifsot tzidet stadim. The other one is needed to pasel the sides of the sides, right? The bottom. It's going to be no good to put the oil. In fact, the Gemara, al dam ha'osham, when it says on the blood of the Asham, which is said by the Mitzorah, Amakum Dama Asham, and on the place of the blood of the Asham, Lamai Asu, what's the purpose of coming? Why do you need both of these psukim? One is necessary to teach that the oil should be placed on the blood, or where the blood was, and not next to it. But what's the purpose of the other pasuk? What do I need it for? It says Gemara, Hani tzrichi, both of them are needed. Ikas rechman al dam asham, if it would have just said that on the blood of the asham, havamina isayin, I would think that if the blood is still there on the thumb or the toe, then the oil can be put there. Nitzkaneach lo, but if the blood was wiped off, then you can't put the oil. Kas rechman al makom, therefore it says al makom, that teaches the oil can be put even though the blood is not there. Because Rechman al Malkom, we just would have said, Malkom, have I mean the Dafkin the Skaneach? I would have thought that the oil can be applied only after the blood was wiped off. About Isa, if the blood is still there, then Ema Havi Chatzisa, I would say it's a Chatzisa between the oil and the body of the Mitzvah. Therefore, it's going to be a problem. Damash Malal, Dam Ashram, if it's a Dam Ashram, that the oil can also be put on top of the Dam. Amar Rava, Zakta Hilgi Rava. Since it says that the oil should be put on the blood of the Hashem and on the place of the blood of the Hashem, Uksiva Yamanis Badam, and the word Yamanis is written in reference to Dam, teaching that the Dam has to be put, applied on the right thumb and toe, Aboyin Yodo HaYamanis, Aboyin Yodo HaYiragal Yamanis, Tichsiva Vishamana Mitzora Ashir V'ani Lamali. Why do I need the word right in the Psukkim on the thumb of his right hand and the big toe of his right foot, which are written in reference to the oil applications of a wealthy and poor Mitzora? What do I need that for? So Rava explains that the three times it says right is in reference to the wealthy Mitzori, he explains, Amar Rava, Yad Yad L'Kamitza, V'Gzir Shava, hand, teaching us the Chiyav of the right hand doing Kamitza. Regel L'Chalitza, the Gzir Shava Regel is telling us that the Chiyav of using the right foot for Chalitza. Ozanozen L'Ritzia, it's coming to tell you by the using the awl and keeping somebody as a slave on the right. Smalis L'Mayasa, so what's the purpose of the word Smalis? It's in that section of the wealthy Mitzorah, what's that for? Of the Gemara, Rav Shisha B'Reid the Rav Idi, Lifsel Yamin the coin B'Mitzorah. This is needed to disqualify the coin's right hand in reference to receiving the oil of Mitzorah. Shalom Tamar, that you shouldn't say, Omav Makam Shalom Nisraba Smol Nisraba Yamin, if the place where the left is not included, but the right is included, right? In other words, there are things which must be done by the right hand and not by the left hand. Makam Shinisrab, so small in Din, Shinisrab Siyamin, then it makes sense that in a place, like receiving the Mitzvah's oil, with the left hand is included, the right should also be included, for sure. The word left is just repeated by the wealthy Mitzvah to teach that that's not the case. Only the left can be used for this, and the right is going to be no good. Frak the Gemara, V'idach, smallest L'Mayechusa, what is the other left, right, the two lefts in the part of the poor Mitzvah? And for the Gemara, L'Chitana de Rebbe Yishmael, anytime you have a term is said and then repeated, it's only repeated for something that's anew. If something is anew. Rashi's a parsha's onion is schadish, carbon olive yared. So nothing can be learned from this, in the case of the poor Mitzorah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rechanam Rebbe Shem Abin Lakish, Komakum Shenemra Etzpa Ukuhuna. Everywhere where it says the word finger and kahuna, ain't aliyam, it's talking about the right. Kasakadaita chespo kahuna beinan. Sounds like a Rizakh is saying that we need both finger and kahuna to show that the preference is to the right hand. Right? So, meaning only if a pasuk says that a kohen should perform a certain action with his finger, does it refer to the forefinger of his right hand? But it says only the term finger without kohen or kohen without finger. There's no chiyav to do it for the right. Kidachsev, so we say kosakataitach etzbo kuhuna beinan. Kidachsev, lakach a kohen midam achatos be'ezbo. Like it says, the kohen shall take from the blood of the chatos with his finger and put it to the horns of his bech. And he uses kohen and finger. We come from Mitzora and we learn out from Gzeirah Shavah from that of Mitzora. It's got to be done with the right hand. The siv, as the holy pasuk says, with tavla kohen, is its bow hayamanis. It says by when you're purifying the mitzvah, the kohen shall dip his right finger into the oil. So, in that pasuk, you have both things that are said over there. It's talking explicitly to the right hand. Rosh Lakish learns that by gzeirah shavah that any time it mentions both of these together, it's going to teach you a requirement to perform a given particular thing with the right hand. Hare kamitza, for example, what about a kamitza? The look siva ba el kuhuna. It's only kuhuna is written over there. And you don't have the word finger that's written over there. Utanan, and we learned in our Mishnah, kamitz b'smol pasul, that if a kohen goes and does kamitza with his left hand, it's going to be pasul. Clearly, Rosh Lakish couldn't mean that the right hand is required only when both terms are present. And for the Gemara, Amar Rava, O etzba O kuhuna. It's not both. It's either or. Rish Lakish means that whenever the pasuk says either finger or kahuna, and it's got to be that the right hand is necessary. In fact, the Gemara Malei Abaye, Ari Holachas Ivarim LeKevesh. But what about bringing the limbs of the Ola to the ramp of the Mizbeach? The Chsiv Bu Kuhuna, it says Kuhuna, the Chsiv Hikriv HaKoin, Esa Kol HaMizbecha, the Kohen should bring it all to the Mizbeach. Omar Mar, but we also know it says, Zu Holachas Ivarim LeKevesh, this phrase refers to the idea of bringing the limbs of an Ola to the Mizbeach, or to the Kevesh, to the ramp, Utanan. And although the pasuk includes this idea of kahuna, we learned that in Mishnah and Tamid about bringing the limbs of the carbon Tamid, which is the Ola, to the Mizbeach, to the ramp. The first coin carries the right hind leg in his left hand with the place of its hiding, of its hide facing outwards. So the Mishnah says that the limbs are brought to the Mizbeach with the left hand, but the term kahuna is reference to this ritual. So for the Gemara, ki kamrinan o esvo kahuna, when do we say that whenever the pasuk says either one of the finger or kahuna, it teaches that it's got to be done with the right hand. But davar ma'akiv kapara, it's only in reference to something that's necessary for kapara, like when you sprinkle the mitzvah, but in reference to something that's not necessary in order to get a kapara, like holacha, bringing the evarim to the mizbeach, then the word kedusha isn't going to make a chiyav to the right hand. And for the Gemara, the Hare Kabbalah, right, what about Kabbalah, receiving the Dam? The Hare Kabbalah, Davar Ma'akiv Kaparahu, this is something which says Ma'akiv Kapara, Uksiv Ba'Kahuna, has the word Kahuna, the Uksiv Ba'Kahuna, B'nei Aaron, according to Saddam, Zu Kabbalah Saddam, Yutanam, but with the Mishnah, Kibbu B'Smol, Pasal, if you use left hand, it's Pasal. Rav Shimon says it's going to be good, since it says Kahuna, in reference to the Dam, why does Rav Shimon allow a left-handed one to go in to receive it? Rav Shimon Kamart, you're asking this on Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Tati Boy, Rav Shimon says, it says you need to have both finger and kahuna in order to show that it's talking specifically to the right hand. But it says the only word kahuna over there, therefore, Rav Shimon holds that it can be done even with the left hand. In fact, the Gemara, we buy Rav Shimon Tartis, you really need to have both to be said in order to show it's the right hand. But time runs out of Baisa, Rav Shimon over, Komakum Shemar Yad, and Tamar says Yad, Eno El Yamin, it means the Yamin. That's what it says, Aspe, Eno El Yamin, means the right. Rav Shimon agrees that the term finger implies that it's to use the right. And for the Gemara, Etzba lo baikuna. No, when it says the word finger, etzba doesn't need the extra word kahuna in order to make tell you that's the right hand, because finger itself is going to tell you that. Kahuna by etzba. But if it says kahuna, it doesn't need the word etzba to tell you that it's going to be the right hand, because kahuna itself isn't showing that that's the case. Elikoin lomali. But if the word that's going to set it up, that it's going to be the right hand, is etzba, so why do I need the word Kohen in reference to receiving the Dam? Bikihuno. The Pasuk is telling us that the Kohanim should receive the Dam while in their state of Kahuna. In other words, that they're wearing the Big Day Kahuna. Rashi says Big Day Kahuna. Beep, turn the page. Cinema base. Vare. Hold on one second. You tell me going to be Shem, and the word Kahuna alone is not going to imply that's going to be the right hand. Vare Zrika, the Loksibe Alakuna, all says is Kahuna. Utanan Zark, but small puzzle. If you're with your right hand, left hand, it's going to be puzzle. Low Paligrav Shem. Shem doesn't disagree with this then. Must be that he agrees that the word Kahuna by itself is enough to show that the right hand has to be used. After the Gemara, Rabbi, Paligrav Brisa. Rav Shimon disagrees with this din of the Brisa. The time runs out of Brisa. Kibel b'smol pasul. If a coin received the dam with his left hand, it's going to be pasul. Rav Shimon machshir. Zark b'smol. Rav Shimon machshir. If you throw it with the blood with the left hand, it's going to be zark b'smol pasul. Rav Shimon machshir, he says it's going to be kasher. Because the word kahuna, since only kahuna is said in reference to the zrika, that can be done with the left hand, according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay. So it comes out that according to the Chacham who argued with Rav Shimon, either kuna or finger is going to teach the right hand is necessary, and therefore asks the Gemara, Vela hadama rava yad yad la kamitza, the gzirsov of hand, teaching that the right hand is necessary for kamitza. Lama the water need that mikahuna nafka, the kamitza, the fact that it needs the right hand, we learn that from the word kahuna, it's said in reference to the idea of kamitza. Says the Gemara, no, I'll tell you why I need both. Chad the kometz, one is coming to teach other taking of the kometz. Others know as kometz is going on with the right hand. Chad the kiddush kometz, the other one is that the sanctification of the kometz, of putting it into a kli sharis, has to be done with the right hand as well. Okay. Rabbi Shimon delobai kiddush kometz. According to Rabbi Shimon, who does not need the sanctification of the kometz. So l'man da'amar nami. The boy kiddush kometz Rabbi Shimon, and even according to one who says that Rabbi Shimon says that you're going to have kiddush. But his maskam Rishimin is going to consider it the a good kedusha even if it's done if you're makdish it with the left hand. Now we have a kasha yad yad the rav alamali. Why don't you exert yourself a yad yad? I can't teach that the right hand is needed for the sanctification of the kometz because according to Rishimin, there's no you don't need that. Ila kmitza gufa. And if you want to say that it's coming to teach that the right hand is necessary for the act of kamitza itself, can't be. Alibi Rabbi Shimon mi de Rabbi Yehuda bre de Rabbi Chira nafka. That's what we learn from. Yehuda bre de Rabbi Chira. My this is about Rabbi Shimon's din that the kometz can be brought without a kli. My time with Rabbi Shimon. What is the reason for Rabbi Shimon? The Amar Kra, because the pasuk says in reference to the mincha, says kodesh kadoshim hi kechatas ka'asham. It compares his mincha to the chatas and asham. It's telling us that there's two different types of ways of making the doing the mincha. Bala of the biyad, if the coin comes to do the mincha by hand, of the biyam chatas. He's got to do it with his right hand, just like the chatas, dam of the chatas. Bala of the bikli, if he comes to do it with the kli, then of the smoke asham. He can do it with his left hand, like he can do it by an asham. Since the mincha is compared to the chatas, comes out that for any mincha that's done by hand, like Kamitza, the right hand is needed. So this alone is teaching to require the right hand for Kamitza. So of course, this is why do you need the Gezeirah Sheva of Yad Yad? And for the Gemara, Lo Nisrael Lo Kometz Minchas Chote, you need only to tell you the right hand for a Minchas Chote. So I would have thought, Hol V'Amar Rabbi Shimon Shalom Yehei Karbanu Mahudar, that the reason a sinner's Minchas Chote does not have oil and levona is that it should not be considered mahudar. He comets la, not even small, to skasher. So therefore, it comes out that if the coin does the kamitza with his left hand, it should work out. Kamash malan. Therefore, it teaches us, through the gzir shav, yad yad, that even the kamitza of the minchas chote must be done with the right hand. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.